All those reports out there are right, Andy. Jameis Winston will step in as the starting quarterback for the Browns at least this week against the Ravens. Does that mean anything big? I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. I only say this. Is he starting because DTR's fingers are messed up? Or is he going to be the starting quarterback of this team the rest of the year?
I think it's because he's a little of both. Okay. I was going to go all in. I was going to say this gives you an opportunity. If Kevin uses the theory he used for Deshaun, why wouldn't he use the same theory for Jameis? He gives us the best opportunity to win. Isn't that the bar that the Browns set when they said, when people kept asking, are you switching quarterbacks? Are you switching quarterbacks? It could look horrible on Sunday, too.
He said, yeah.
So if that's the standard that the Browns set, why wouldn't you stick with your same standard and try to win? It's a lot of hype for a one-win team, isn't it? A one-win team going up against a juggernaut.
Boy, the Ravens look good. Remember, they had a bad start, too.
Yeah, this could be a super interesting game because I don't know. And I'm concerned that we're going to see a lot of purple at the stadium on Sunday, too. I can't stand that. Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I've been there before. I've seen it. And worse if it was Pittsburgh. If it was Pittsburgh, it'd be all black and gold. Remember, there are some people that stuck with the team when they moved.
Already, you think that's? I don't think that's happening yet.
With one win? Yes, I think that's happening at this point.
Jameis Winston, if you'll recall, was the number one overall pick in the draft in 2015, went into Tampa, and did not play on a lot of good Tampa teams. Remember what coaches will tell you, what Troy Aikman will tell you. When you're the number one overall pick in the draft, good luck to you because that means you're getting taken by a bad football team in most situations.
Right.
And Jameis went in there and went 6-10 his first year, 9-7 his second year, and then it was 3-10, 3-6. He missed some games, 7-9. Tom Brady. So that's what happened to Jameis. Would he have continued as the starting quarterback there had Tom Brady not come in? What do you think? Maybe?
Yeah, I think he's back if Tom Brady doesn't come in.
I would think he probably was. Jameis left, and boom, they win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. The year before his last year there, and he did some pretty incredible things. He threw 626 passes. That was the 5,000-yard season. He also, and we know the interceptions were up. Give me your thought on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It was his worst interception percentage of his career.
Okay.
So he threw 30 interceptions that year, along with 33 touchdown passes. So he led the league in passing yards, passing attempts, and interceptions. Well, if you're going to throw the most passes, I would assume that you also probably have a chance to have the most interceptions.
It's like guys with home runs, man. They strike out a lot.
Well, his percentage wasn't good. Since then, and he went to New Orleans, I thought it was weird. When he went to New Orleans, he started out and played a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And not right away. He was behind Drew Brees. But then started his second year there after Brees left and was 5-2, went 7-7, and was really playing some pretty good football. 14 touchdown passes to only 3 interceptions. So the whole thought that, he's an interception machine was gone. 14-3 is a great ratio. And then it didn't continue. Trevor Siemian took over. Then the next year he started the first 3 games. Then he got dinged up, I believe. Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton took over. And it just never really worked for him in New Orleans when it looked like it would. And ever since he went to New Orleans and sat behind Drew Brees and then became the starter, I've been thinking, I can't wait to see what this guy does when he's the actual starting quarterback of a team. And it puzzled me that they didn't put him back in when he had the opportunities in New Orleans. Because though he got dinged up, he was healthy again and they didn't really play him again. Is that damning for him? Or is it just the way Sean Payton was going? I don't know. And then later, Dennis Allen. I don't know. But I'm curious to see what happens here. Despite the offensive line, despite the wide receivers, despite the Amari Cooper trade, despite Nick Chubb coming back from an ACL.
I'll be honest, I'll take the, at this rate for what we're seeing from the Browns offense, I'll take that 2022 Jameis Winston that only played the first three games of the season. I mean, there's a guy that it put up more than 230 yards a game at least. And, you know, and he had, it was averaging about 11 first downs in those 11 first downs in all of those games. In the three first games that he played there before, you know, before he got taken out, before he got before the injury.
To me, so, it's just, it's a little puzzling, and it's always been a curiosity of mine. How does a guy go from 33 touchdown passes and 5,100 yards passing to not being a starter again? And that's, we might find out why.
I do think it's going to be fun. I mean, he plays fun football.
He lets her rip.
He's going to march it down the field.
He lets her rip, man.
I don't want to say this because it's the Ravens, but I do think we'll have a better than a 2-3 first down game, which is, I can't believe that's how low the bar is, that's my concern. Hey, can we get more than 6 first downs in this game? That's what we're talking about on the offense now. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Well, the Ravens.
It'd be great if this is the week they win the game they're not supposed to.
You know, we think about the Ravens. They're not exactly the Ravens defensively. Their defense is a little susceptible. And so I think it might be an opportunity to see what Jameis might be able to do. They're still good, but they put up a lot of points. Browns are going to have to respond. And it's not that locked down Ravens defense anymore. Stefan is in Cleveland. Hello, Stefan.
How you doing?
Great.
How you doing?
Hey.
Let me just say, Jameis is gonna be decent. He's a NFL veteran for a reason. Dorian Thompson Robinson, not as much as people think that Dorian Thompson Robinson could possibly be a franchise quarterback, or we could have some potential in Dorian. It's not there. It's not.
At least not yet. At least not yet.
Yeah, definitely. And I honestly don't necessarily see it happening with this team. It might evolve later on with somebody else. But I honestly still believe that the starter for the Cleveland Browns is Deshaun Watson. You get 230 million reasons why Jimmy Haslam would stick with him. I mean, let's be real about it. He's been injured 2 seasons. First season, he was suspended. The offense has looked abysmal because everybody looks confused about this offense. I don't know if that's due to 2 different play callers. I don't know if Kevin Stefanski is trying something different. But nobody seems to know what this offense is about, rather it be quarterback, receiver, offensive lineman, whatever. I just think that the answer is still Deshaun Watson. As much as people want it to be over and done with, that's our quarterback.
Stefan, I would agree with you, and thank you, Stefan. I would agree with you from this standpoint. They made the commitment. They gave the draft choices. They gave the money. If you get a quarterback who goes out and lights it up this year, Andy, it's all up for grabs. My thought on this season for Deshaun had been this. If he doesn't go out and show that he can be the guy after year number 3, you got to figure out a way to get rid of him and move on. And even if that means taking all of those hits, because it's not doing your football team any good. And if another quarterback goes in there and lights it up, and I know that's very wishful thinking. I know that. But if another, my only point is, if another quarterback goes out and does a great job, well, then how do you go back to Deshaun? How do you do that?
The only way I would see it, you're sitting on 2 years, right, through 26. The contract's through, I mean,
you
it's
got two
solid
more, you
through
got two
26.
More years of Deshaun.
This year and then 2 years after that. If you have a first-round trade, the only way that you would switch is maybe you're looking for a transition where you draft a quarterback in the first round and you get them ready, and then Deshaun would be sitting on the bench. Oh, man, it's a lot of money to have a guy sitting on the bench for the 26 season. And then maybe by 26, you're saying, well, there's only 1 year left on this contract. Maybe we can figure out a way to get out of the contract, if that's what they're looking at. You know, best case scenario, Deshaun comes back, the different quarterback, they make him the starter next year. Don't draft a quarterback in the first couple rounds and don't feel like you're going in that direction. I think there's validity to that last phone call, trying to understand how much longer you're looking at him being the starting quarterback.
Well, let me throw one thought at you. As I have said just today, if a guy goes out and lights it up, boy, it's got to make you question. That happened last year. But the guys who could light it up this year are not 39-year-old veterans who were unemployed, who you don't think might be a long-term or even a full-season answer for you. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe's not starting in Indianapolis with Anthony Richardson there, although there's some talk there's a little quarterback controversy there. If so, it's because you're grooming Anthony Richardson to become the guy. And I think it's different this year if one of these guys goes out and lights it up because they're younger and because Deshaun is another year into that contract and another year of really disappointing results. That's why I would say that. Todd's in Akron. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, I'm like this. Like you said, $230 million investment. But right now, I don't see any of us going forward because now he got his Achilles injury. He's not going to be the same quarterback. So now we still got to stick with him. I'm hoping Jameis Winston light it up, and then they got a tough decision to make. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the Browns do. Who's ever making these decisions in the front office, they're going to make the same horrible decision over and over again. We're going to be sitting in the same situation. So we need to root out that cancer in the organization and go forward. I mean, you brought it up this morning. Who made the decision to get Deshaun Watson? That's the question you need to be asked.
Ultimately, it's on the owner because he signs the checks.
Absolutely.
It's ultimately on the owner, especially a contract like that. He's the one that ultimately says yes on that. So that's not changing. The owner's not changing.
Well, guess what? Someone brought that bad decision to him and forced him to sign the check.
Not true.
I don't know about
not
that.
Not true.
Man, you don't become a billionaire or someone making you.
Owners don't get forced to sign checks.
No.
Baltimore Ravens, by the way, dead last in passing yards allowed. 287 per game and kind of 26th in points allowed. I mean, this is not that Ravens defense anymore. So opportunity maybe for Jameis Winston to go out and get his feet under him and show, hey, forget DTR. You can sit here and watch me play this year, and I'm going to have a chance to resurrect my career.
All right. This is a quote from AmericanCabCleveland.com and a Pulling Dealer. Dorian Thompson Robinson will not need surgery on his injured middle finger, but will be limited for a while by pain and an inability to grip the ball, source tells Cleveland.com. With DTR still dealing with the finger injury, Bailey Zappe is expected to be the number two quarterback behind Jameis on Sunday.
So, again, let's go back to the big Jameis Winston decision. Jameis is the starting quarterback because A, Andy wants to see him. B, I want to see him. And C, the other guy is hurt. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim.
Guys, listen, I've listened to your open, and I listened to that one caller. Deshaun Watson's days of being the starting quarterback here and walking in as the undisputed starting quarterback are over. I totally get the money.
Jim, I agree with you on this, by the way.
There is a good chance that most of these people that brought him in are going to get fired at the end of the year. There is no way. If ownership comes back in, and first off, from what Ken and Anthony were talking about earlier, Jimmy had to be convinced to bring him in. So this whole idea that it was Jimmy pushing for, Jimmy had to be convinced.
Did they cite someone on that by any chance?
No, but that's what Ken and Lima both were saying. I'm not saying it's true. I don't, you know, but I trust those two to have a decent understanding of what's going on. So having said that, can you imagine if we think it's going to be ugly at the end of this year, do you know what it'll look like next year if they come back and say, nope, Deshaun Watson's our starter? First off, new guys taking this job would never take it if they had to do that. They just wouldn't do it. Neither of the jobs. No job in that front office.
You've put a lot of carts ahead of this horse. The only thing I'd say, Jim, is this. You just gave Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski contract extensions. That doesn't mean that they're bulletproof here, but it does mean you'd have to write some big checks for them to walk away. I'm sorry?
Somebody's getting, look, it's been, and I would lean towards keeping Stefanski. Andrew Berry's had 5 years, and his record's just too spotty.
And Jim, I'm not arguing that point. because they're 1-6. The drafts haven't been good. I get all that. All I'm saying is you're gonna. It would be some pretty seismic moves to change things, because you just gave these guys contract extensions and the vote of confidence, and it would be a terrible look to move on from them.
Well, but I agree with you, Jeff, but if you look at the situation that they were in, okay, what were they going to do? You had to give these guys new deals. They'd done well enough to stick around, but maybe not well enough for – and it's just money to Jimmy. This isn't salary cap. What is their contracts to a billionaire?
No, I get that. Coaches before. I get that. But I agree with your thought. I don't think Deshaun is immediately the starting quarterback, and I'm glad Kevin Stefanski was vague about it. The guy hasn't played well enough to be your starting quarterback, Jim.
Love you, boys.
Peace. I don't know. I also wonder, Jeff, you know, with Paul DePodesta, you know, this is his last year. He didn't get extended according to multiple reports. So I wonder if, you know, you could easily say, well, DePodesta is the one that said we should bring in Watson. I mean, you've already, right? If what he's saying or what the morning guys are saying is 100% truthful, what if DePodesta was the guy that said bring him in?
Who knows?
Are you going to take that out on Barry and Stefanski?
James is in East Cleveland. James.
Hey, James.
What's going on, fellas?
All right,
hey.
Sir.
Yeah. Before I get into the meat and potatoes, I was thinking on hold if a Browns team ever went the whole season without scoring 20 points. I don't think they still hit that mark this season.
No, I think that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so with Jamison, y'all's guys was talking about him earlier. I think one thing that get lost is his LASIK surgery. I was listening to Jamison speak, and he said the one thing he had to get LASIK surgery because he said his vision was so bad. What was most affected by was his depth perception. I think that's why you've seen a resurgence in him in New Orleans. And I'm hoping for the same turnaround, too. And if he wants to play out the season, he needs a Geno Smith-type comeback. Because anything short of that, you got to see what the young guy can do.
All right, I'll buy that.
Okay, one more thing.
Yep.
About the coordinator, Dorsey. Mm-hmm. So it's really been hard to determine is it the quarterback, is it the offensive line coaches. But I think if you're going to let Dorsey go at the end of the season, like that's where it's headed, I think you got to let that man get in there and call the plays and run his offense the way he wants to. Without that, you just letting go of the guy without seeing what he really could do. The best thing for Watson, I think, right now would be for the Browns to approach him with an injury, retired settlement, try to buy him out, whatever you can do. They need to run away from that guy and that contract as far and as fast as they possibly can.
James, thank you. If I'm Deshaun Watson, Andy, I am rehabbing, I'm showing up for work, and I am taking every bit of the $92 million because he's not getting another big contract from another NFL team.
No.
Unless he gets on the field and reestablishes his value as a big-time starting quarterback. I don't expect that to happen. But if I'm – why would you give up $40 million to leave?
You may not have to. You might be able to get an injury settlement to do that and maybe retire or
– How bad is his Achilles?
I don't know.
Worse than Aaron Rodgers? Worse than Kirk Cousins?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I mean, what are we hearing now? 9 months, right? So
yeah, Mary Kay has 9 months.
Okay.
As a recovery time.
But what if they... I can't imagine that the Achilles injury will deem him an injury settlement. I can't play anymore.
Depends how much the settlement's for. I mean, if they... Are we talking about retirement?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Injury settlement, I can't play anymore. I would assume he wants to play football, and I would assume he shows up for work next fall.
Well, all right, so let's go through this. So Aaron Rodgers was, what, 39 when he got the
right.
And he got the bridge surgery. It is sounding like Deshaun Watson is going with the full repair and not the bridge surgery. Or
smart idea by Deshaun. He's a young guy.
Correct. So that was a year, and Rodgers doesn't really look like Aaron Rodgers. Can't move the way that he used to. Can't get out of pockets, right? Kirk Cousins, same ordeal. Torn Achilles. Now, again, Kirk Cousins is 36 years old.
Right.
Doesn't really move all that well. Isn't doing a whole lot of bootlegs, that kind of stuff. Now, is that offensive design or is it the fact that Kirk Cousins can't move like he used to? I don't know. I'm not grinding Atlanta Falcons tape. Kevin Durant is the only one that I've ever seen have an Achilles injury and come back and look like Kevin Durant. And I think that's the direction you're pointing to if you are someone who thinks Deshaun Watson still has it, is you're going, Kevin Durant had that surgery, and he came back and still looked good.
What he has on his side, Deshaun, here, is youth.
Yes.
That, you know, that you heal better when you're younger from surgery. Fact. So I would think that he has an opportunity to come back and be as close to as he was as possible.
Now, Kevin Durant was also a full year, but that's also basketball compared to football. There's less jumping in football. So
that's correct. That's correct. Bill's in Parma. Bill?
Hey, you guys. Great discussion today. Jeff, I hear everything you and Andy are talking about. I just want to present some facts. And last night I sat down and tried to figure this thing out a bit. Andrew Berry has basically been with the Browns since 2016. He was gone for a year with the Eagles. He came in with Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown. And the 2016 to now is nothing to crow about. I look at the gold standard of teams right now, and granted, I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan for 60 years. Love you, Lenny Dawson. God bless you.
Pride of Alliance.
Oh, great guy. But nonetheless, they asked Andy Reid one time, if you're going to become a head coach in the National Football League, I think Jason Kelsey asked him this, what should I do? And he said, you got to start out at the very bottom. And the very bottom, he says, is even high school, and then crawl through. I was in med school when Andy Reid was an offensive line coach at the University of Missouri under Bob Stoll. And Dave Tobe, the
special teams guy.
Yeah, he was the weightlifting coach there at that time, as well as Dirk Cutter. That was an offensive guy.
Yeah, was with Atlanta.
He was at nine different places, Andy, before he ended up where he is basically right now. We've got Kevin Stefanski. He was at one place, and that was Minnesota. And I really believe that what's going to happen with this organization is this. They can keep Andrew Berry. They can keep Kevin Stefanski. But I don't think they're going to get to the promised land. And it's sad because Andrew Berry, do I think he's fairly competent? Yeah. Do I think that he's going to be able to get you to the Super Bowl and develop a Super Bowl team? No, I don't. And do I think Kevin Stefanski is a wonderful person? I do. But I also think that Kevin Stefanski in the future will be like Sashi Brown. And I think he'll be an administrator. I do not think he'll be a coach in the future. Hey, listen, you guys, great program.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Bill went to med school. Yeah. Learned a fact about Bill today.
There you go.
Didn't ask if he was a doc, but went to med school. Very cool. No?
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's awesome. Makes us smarter.